The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
Joburg has now been without water into week number two. It is a serious crisis. I mentioned last week I had friends coming over to shower because we still had some water. Ek het vanoggend wakker geword. Ek is uit. So I just want to ask you a quick favor as we get this started. 084-8500-942. That is our WhatsApp line number. If you're in Joburg, if you've been without water for days now, I just want to drop me a quick message. Where do you live? Where is home? And how long has this been a problem? Ons wil net iets sien.
Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
The problem started at Akenhof Pump Station, and now apparently we're going to have to wait a couple more days, and the outage is huge. It's Soweto, it's Randburg, it's Roodepoort, it's Joburg South, the Central is amper oral op die oomblik.
Dit is, jy praat nou van Roodepoort, maar ek ken mense in Kreersdorp. Verstaan nie hoe ver is dit. Dit is baie groot. En die stories wat ons nou al gehoor het, sal jy nie glo nie. Daar is mense wat in komplekse woon, waar die body corporate sê, jylle kan nie swembadwater gebruik vir jylle toilette nie, jylle moet ophou hiermee, anders gaan ons nie meer swembadwater hê nie. Maar daar is ook plekke waar hulle vir mense sê, jy mag nie, en die swembad bad nie.
Wait, what? So you can't.
Jy mag nie.
I don't have water in my flat, so I can't take my bath bomb and go and jump in the pool with my bath bomb.
Nee, dit is regtig wat mense doen. Ek het dit gedoen, Rob.
I'm trying to imagine how, you know, 60 people in a complex, we're all taking our bar of soap and having a communal, it's like a Roman bath all over again.
Ja. So mense sê asseblief moenie dit doen nie. So ek is baie nuuskierig om te hoor wat gaan uitkom en wat mense sê.
Ja.
Maar ja, so it all started, as you said, with the power issue, right? With the Akenhof water pumping city station. So it took city power 2 days to fix the issue there. But they're now still trying to get the water levels to where it should be. Many people haven't had water for a week. So we spoke to water expert and associated professor at UNISA, Anya du Plessis.
If everything was working, if we didn't have water losses close to 50%, if leakages were addressed and infrastructure was actually functioning, then people should have received water after 2 days. So most of the areas within Joburg should have recovered by Thursday or Friday.
Oh, and it's been ages now. I mean, Cheryl on the WhatsApp line says, no water for 7 days now, not a drop in Krugersdorp. I've got a sick, vomiting child at home, and I'm a salon owner.
Oof.
Jy kan nie hare was en goed doen en goed skoon hou as jy nie water het nie.
Jy kan nie. En soos wat hulle nou sê, dit gaan oor die waterpype. Dit gaan oor al, as jy in Northcliff ry, byvoorbeeld waar ek woon, dan is dit net gate in die pad, water wat loop. Jy weet, dit staan net. It's just standing. So we have that issue, but now they try to mitigate this, right, by implementing something called water shifting. So you have load shedding,
yeah,
and then there's water shifting. So this, too, is being hampered by bad infrastructure and load shedding. Here is du Plessis again.
If it works properly, water gets pumped from one pump to the next, from an area with water security to an area that's now obviously experiencing an outage. And if there's no backup power, that process would then obviously be affected.
Water shifting.
Water shifting.
Das altijd een naam voor nonsense.
Dat is.
You know, it's and now we're in a situation where, you know, I've seen reports of, hey, this is where the tankers are going to be on these corners. I saw a video this morning. A tanker driver had been stabbed. You know, it's just, it's, I don't know what we do about this. And I don't even know how to think about dealing with it because water is such a fundamental thing. Mm. You know, yes, power is irritating. Yes, power is crippling for businesses, but you can sort of navigate your way around it. Water kan jy nie.
En water is 'n basiese menseregte ding. So ons het vir du Plessis gevra, wat doen 'n mens? She said there's an app by an organization called Water Can, so you can report it there so that they can see how severe it is. Now, if you have swimming pools, you can use it if your body corporate allows you to do that. And then, you know, you should go and buy water if you can drink it, if you don't have tanks. But then she also says, don't stop voicing your concerns until the issue has been resolved. So people just have to continue making a noise. That is what she says.
Yeah, ons sit nou in hierdie probleem. It's a huge part of Joburg. It's affecting literally millions of people at the moment. So fingers crossed, they keep saying, you know, as soon as we get the power back on, we can fill this reservoir and then that'll feed the other reservoirs.
En dan gaan water shifting werk.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.